The morning after on Q105 in for Denny today. We'll be on a little bit tomorrow for Thanksgiving morning and then Friday for Black Friday as well. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Philip Taylor, Demetrius Nicodemus. Paul, the producer, is here to help us out and do absolutely killer traffic reports.
Thank you. Thank you. I try to keep up to date, try to keep our listeners up to date on everything that's going on.
What was the line? What was the line again?
There was a delay at Doran Reynolds, but it's been cleared up because it was just a red light.
That's good.
You know, that would confuse a lot of people here.
Oh, a red light. Oh, good. That's taken care of. I'm checking out the... I'm doing Susie's job, and I'm checking out the traffic, and there's nothing going on out there. It's cool. So.
I mean, that's good. That's a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's until people get shopping and traveling.
You guys told me that schools are off today?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't working today, either. I mean, I think the schools, at least in the parochial schools, because kids should travel with parents, they give them a couple of days to leave early and to do that. Actually, I take it back. Horizon Science Academy, because Dom works there, they are in school today. And they, kids, are not happy about it.
It's like a charter school, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they're raising hell. But he brought up a good fact. Like, I mean, the past few years, with all the snow and the cold and everything else, the school is getting shut down. When, like, that happens, they have one up because they are pushing further days into, like, the holidays.
Oh, that's great. So what happens when none of those days need to be called?
You know what? They got a great education.
Do you owe me a day? You owe me a day? I get to take that day?
That makes sense, because when I was in school, we would just be off Thursday and Friday, but it makes sense to have that Wednesday to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Target yesterday, and it was quiet as it always is, and to think in just a couple of days, I guess bigger stores are going to open up, like, tomorrow night, and it'll be chaos.
The mall's been like that all week. Like, it's been super quiet. There's been parking, and I tell everybody who's new there, I'm like, this is it. Like, once Friday hits, like, we're going into, like, January, February with nonstop, so... Get some rest.
It's like white trash on Velveeta for sure.
Or ramen.
Yeah, for sure.
Philip, none of us are going out tonight. Where will you be for the biggest party night
of the year? Oh, my God. I forgot all about this. Number one, I'm wearing my ugly Christmas sweater with Oscar the Grouch on it. That's happening. Second, I think we're going to get tacos first. And I haven't decided if we're going to go to Poco or San Marcos because I love both of them equally. What?
Cilantro's has their liquor license now. And they have...
Where's that?
Cilantro's is where Diva used to be.
Are they still there?
You mean downtown?
Yeah.
They are still there.
Okay, downtown. I wasn't sure.
It's like a block past the Huntington Center, and they opened up in May.
Yeah.
And they finally got their liquor license. I met Proctor and Monica there on Saturday. They have margarita on tap.
Oh, that's nice. But yeah, probably that. And then after that, it's Dalahala at the local gay nightclub.
Brett's?
Yes.
First time it's ever been mentioned on the station.
Probably, yeah. And then we are probably going to travel down to the Attic. Probably not go to OT, but probably go to the Attic, Wesley's, and George's as well.
Have you been out? You've been out that way for Thanksgiving Eve before, right?
Actually, no. Last year, I met Nico at Manhattan's, and we just kind of got really drunk there. So
it's got to be, like, the whole uptown area. It's got to be like mini zombie crawl night.
Essentially. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
D, you got plans for tonight?
No.
You ain't going to Tiffin?
No. No, I have. It is stay inside night. You know, I treat this night like the purge. Like,
oh my God.
I bar up my windows and, like, here's the one night where just lawlessness rules. Nope.
I've got to get drunk enough at home, of course, so that I pass out. Instead of hearing all the noise next door at Home Slice.
I tell you, dude, just step outside your door and enjoy life. Get yourself into normal society and talk to people. It is okay.
All right, I don't like your attitude. I don't like your tone, so we're going to play your favorite game, the five-second rule. Let me explain the five-second rule. I will give you a theme item, something to describe, and you have to give me three of them in 5 seconds or the buzzer gets you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough?
Yeah, sounds like it.
You down to play this?
Yeah.
This stresses me out.
Don't go to me first, but let's
go. Okay. It stresses Philip out. Philip loses his mind when he hears the ticking. D, can I get you in on this?
Sure.
Okay. Demetrius, five-second rule here.
Three things.
Uh-huh. 3 things in 5 seconds. Kinds of dogs.
Yorkshire Terriers, German Shepherds, Doberman Pinschers.
That's how it works.
Okay, Paul, here's the thing. He gets categories like that. He'll come to me and say, name 4 states that M is a third letter.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true, Philip.
Okay.
That's not true.
Watch.
Paul, you want to give this a go?
Yeah, man, let's try it.
Are you You a Cedar Point guy at all?
Okay. I can't fit on a lot of rides, but yeah, it's great.
I need three Cedar Point rides.
Mean Streak, Magnum, and Corkscrew.
Yeah, see, got it.
Are all those rides closed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Mean Streak.
I think Mean Streak definitely is. The Corkscrew isn't? No.
That's the Steel Vengeance next year.
So. Okay.
All right, Philip, you've had time to think this over. So okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
Cities in Texas.
Dallas, Austin, and Houston.
Hey!
Gee, Philip, seemed tough.
First time ever! All right, Demetrius. Celebrity criminals.
Anybody from Wu-Tang. DMX.
None.
Okay.
Really? You could have said Tiger Woods.
He's not criminal.
He got arrested. That
doesn't make you a criminal.
In your book, it doesn't make you a criminal.
It doesn't make you a criminal.
Don't Google
Philip.
Demetrius.
Paul. Terrible smells.
Old fish, cheese, and farts.
You don't like cheese?
He's killing
Isn't
this
that
game.
Subject? Like, I mean, what? Maybe some people like the smell of farts.
See, I was.
Your own, maybe. But
oh, no. No, no. All right.
Philip.
Huh.
I said farts. Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't go over words we can't say on this show. Taco Bell menu items.
Nacho Bel Grande, is that one? I don't eat Taco Bell. I don't know.
Anyway.
Is that one, though?
That should be a question that you ask anybody to determine if they're a terrorist.
If I said hard taco and soft taco, does that count?
Yeah.
Oh!
It does.
I should have done that.
All right, we got time to move around. All right, Demetrius. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift songs.
Don't care, who cares, and hope no one cares.
All right. That sounds about accurate.
All right.
That sounds good.
All right.
Paul. Famous female athletes.
Mia Hamm, the one girl from the WNBA, and shoot, I don't know.
Cheryl Swoops? The one girl from WNBA?
Caitlyn Jenner.
All right.
Kinda?
No, that was Bruce
Jenner. You got me on that.
Philip?
Yeah.
Let's go with cereals.
Pops? Tricks and like, what was that noise? What was that?
That was a timer.
It was a crazy timer.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's all it took to shake you.
Yeah.
Right?
Cereal.
It was like two different, hey, give me a cereal, and then switch up the ticking clock.
I was going to say Lucky Charms is my last one, but really I couldn't handle life.
Hello? What is?
Hi, I want to play the game.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Okay.
What time?
All right. Okay.
Who are you?
Kara. I used to call into the Morning Rush.
You can't say that.
You gotta say the comma.
You can say whatever you want.
I remember
Kara
you.
Kara calls on occasion and to Danny sometimes.
All right, Kara.
She's off school today.
You're off school? What school do you go to?
Wait, high school?
Gotcha.
What grade are you?
I am a junior.
Oh. Coming up in the world.
All right, Kara, first things first.
It's called growth. People do that.
Can you hear? Let me know if you hear this. You hear that? Okay. All right, here's what you got. When I tell you what you have, you've got 5 seconds. I'll give you the ticker. I need three board games.
Sorry. Uno. And...
See?
Not as easy as it looks, huh?
Stressful.
Can I have another try?
No, we're running late. But thanks for finding us, and have a good Thanksgiving, okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Can we necessarily count Uno as a board game? It's a card game.
B-O-R-E-D.
8:38. We got entertainment stories on the way, including this. There's a Backstreet Boys sexual assault allegation. You can probably figure out which one of them it would be. We'll share with that before 9 o'clock here this morning. Paul, you ready?
Yep.
Bang!
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio.